A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Let's Get Moving. Today I'm talking with Dr. Liz Hale, who is a marriage and family therapist. And Dr. Liz, today we want to talk about the 5-second rule. So fill me in. What is the 5-second rule?
Isn't that an interesting sounding concept? I love it. You know, Mel Robbins is actually the author of that very title, The 5-Second Rule. She is probably, Maria, right now the most sought-after female speaker of our day. And her TED Talk on this very topic hit about 10 million views.
Wow.
Garnered that many. Isn't that something? She discovered this about 12 years ago. And many of us, I think, can relate to just feeling so down and out. She had been let go from her job as an attorney. Her husband was losing his restaurant. They had no money in the bank and a lien on their home. She, for the life of her, could not get up on time in the morning. Kids were always late to school. And late one night, she was laying on the couch, and just before she hit the off button on the remote control, she looked and saw this rocket ship, you know, like NASA.
Mm-hmm.
And what comes along with a rocket is the countdown, right? Five, four, three, two, one. And she had this thought just flashing before her that she thought, you know, I wonder if that could work for me in the morning. Could I count backwards? And, you know, at the count of one, could I then stop hitting snooze? Because she would hit snooze again and again and again. And she was so ashamed because everyone was always late to school. Well, anyway, the next morning, the alarm went off. It's a cold morning in Boston. And she thought, what a stupid idea. But then she did something she had never really done before, which was she did count backwards, and before one, she did something very strange, which was she stood up. And she thought, oh, well, that was different, and that was actually all she needed to do was to start getting going. And then she realized throughout the entire day, that very day, that, you know what, I have 5 seconds kind of throughout my day. This could work in various capacities. Just that one small step.
Yeah, so how did she use that throughout the day?
Yeah, well, you know, every time you feel yourself hesitating, or she would find herself hesitating and making a phone call, right, to another attorney's office, for instance, she was just like, ah, man, I know I should do that, but I just don't want to. She determined that every time you allow yourself to go past that 5 seconds, your brain gives you a number of excuses of why you shouldn't do it.
That's
so
the trick.
This counting backwards really focuses your mind on moving in a new direction. Because we all know what we should do, right? But we feel overwhelmed, uncertain, afraid. So this is a great way just to quiet that mind.
So this can work even when you're angry with your children or your husband. How can we put this to use in our lives?
You bet. You know, and I think the whole key is to physically move before your brain stops you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 5 seconds is really all you need to do to start having the life you say you want. If you want a different life, let's start making different decisions. You know, because I think bottom line, it's either you run the day or the day runs you, right?
Right.
Most importantly, I think what I love most about Mel Robbins' directive here is that thoughts have no IQ, right, to you and me.
Mm-hmm.
But we act as if they do. We give so much credence to our feelings, right, how we feel so strongly.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ever wait till you feel like doing something. Just act anyway.
Right?
So your alarm goes off. You don't feel like getting up. You don't feel like going to the gym, but we're going to go anyway, right? We're offered a piece of chocolate cake, and we eat it because we don't feel like eating healthy. But we're gonna eat healthy anyway. In other words, bottom line is we don't wait to feel like a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give so much power to the feelings. You never feel like it.
You never feel like getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and getting on the treadmill.
Never. No. No, we do it anyway, right? Why? Because we want that long-term picture. One statement she made, she said, which really made an impact on me, was if you made a habit of doing things you didn't want to do, you would have the life you say you've always wanted. Mm-hmm. Isn't that brilliant?
That is brilliant.
Making a habit of doing the things you don't want to do. Sometimes you know you're doing the right thing. Simply by counting backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There's no power in 5 seconds, but it, you know, because I even have a client who says, oh, Liz, all I need is 3 seconds, because if I count down from 5, I will already talk myself out of it.
Isn't that so funny?
The whole idea is to act before you think, but we're taught to think before you act, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that certainly has its place, especially when we're talking to our teenagers. But I had to smile at this this man named Tom. He was at a big work conference, right? This is back before COVID. All these sharp people from all around the world and his field were in this room. And he locked eyes with this very captivating woman across the room. And he thought, okay, who's going to win here, my head or my heart? Mm. Am I going to nurse my fears or my dreams? Waiting's not going to help. Waiting's only going to make it worse. He could talk himself out of anything just to keep himself, quote unquote, safe.
Right.
So he decided that he was wanting to rebuild his life and find love and do whatever it took to muster up the courage. So as scary it was to take that first step, he counted down. He decided to do it. He starts walking across the room. He has no idea what he's going to say. You know, his heart is beating, right? His mouth is all dry because of the panic. And then he just, as he gets to her, she turns around and looks at him. And the rest of the story is irrelevant. The ending of the story doesn't matter.
Right.
Right? Tom made the choice to begin living again. The girl is not the power of that story. Tom is.
Ah.
So whether you are going to start to date, start a business, start a YouTube channel, we've got to find the courage to start.
This is such helpful information for me because I will tell you, I overthink everything.
Don't we, though? We all do.
Totally overthink everything.
Yes.
Work through every scenario in my head. And you're right. It's really easy to talk yourself out of doing things that way.
It is. Even speaking up at a meeting, right? Or at church.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just sit there and I'd like to be supportive of the instructor who's a good friend of mine, but I overthink how that comment's going to come across, and we just think ourselves to death.
I think we're afraid of being wrong or making a mistake.
We are. We are just like Tom, right? The point of the story is it doesn't even matter what happened. It doesn't even matter if that comment was liked or not. The win is that I have the courage to speak up and not talk myself out of it. And I don't know about you, and I don't know how you feel when you go on the radio and you do these various recordings, but are there times when you don't feel ready, you just have to go for it?
Oh, yeah, breaking news when there's something extreme
that
happens and it takes your breath away and you have to take a breath and just jump into it.
That's right. So you start before you're ready. Don't prepare, just begin. That is a leap of faith. The time is now. You're never going to feel prepared enough. You will convince yourself that the time isn't right. You're not prepared. Not yet. Maybe later. You know, no time like the present is really one of my favorite mantras.
You know, and this even holds true. Like, so I had broken my foot and I needed, you know, I was really good at exercising, but I broke my foot. And then it was so hard to start again. I rationalized myself to death. Because it's hard to start again, right?
That first time back is the hardest. What is it about that?
I don't know.
I feel the same way. You really do have to find some reward or some push. You know, it's one of my favorite things is this is what I think this countdown really does. It gives you a push. You know, I like to say kind of push your tush off the cush.
Mm-hmm.
We got to think of something that makes us go and go now. And, you know, even have the courage to speak from the heart, even if your voice and your body shake, do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're just going to keep hitting the snooze button on our lives and demolish our comfort zone. You know, we got to demolish the comfort zone, actually. It's going to be the key to a rewarding life. Robbins was really onto something when it's all about how the brain works. She didn't know that at the time. But it's this the impact of the prefrontal cortex and the basal ganglia, the habit loops, the activation energy, the behavioral flexibility, the cognitive biases, neuroplasticity, locus of control. She didn't know she was onto all that, but it is very much how we operate, how our brain works. And I used to think that, you know, feelings had no IQ. I'd kind of poo-poo feelings, Maria. Can you believe that as a psychologist? I would teach clients, oh, you know, your thoughts led to your feelings, so really watch your thoughts. And I think that's very true, but I didn't realize that the brain really assigns emotions to different events.
I think that explains why we form habits, and then because we don't think about those things. And that's why even with like exercise, when it's a habit, you don't think about it. You just get up at 6 o'clock and you do it because that is what you're trained to do. You're not thinking about doing it.
That's true. I will always think I don't want to do it, though. I'm pretty sure I can guarantee that.
Especially as it's getting darker and colder in the mornings. It is harder and harder.
That's right. But that is the whole key, is you do it anyway, right?
Right.
You feel the desire to stay in bed and you get up anyway. So sometimes that can feel harsh, I think, on ourselves. And yet we have to probably think past that, like, I'm going to be so glad at the end of the day that I did this. And do you find the same way that Mel Robbins did, that how your morning starts pretty much determines the rest of the day?
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Yes. No doubt. Are you going to play catch up the rest of the day? Sometimes I do that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Start early. She does a lot of get up the exercises, you know, get up in the morning type exercises, sets the alarm in a different room for people, get up a half hour early, really exercise that muscle. Kind of fascinating. So living your life 5 seconds at a time.
You know what's interesting? I'm never sorry that I got up and worked out.
We're not, are we?
No.
Never.
The after is, I never have regrets after. Even when I'm sore, you know, I'm not sorry that I did it.
But we have regrets if we don't get up and exercise, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All day long, I think about it. It's like, oh man, I wish I'd gotten that treadmill. And I wish I'd done that. Yeah, regrets all day long. Yeah, well said. I love that.
Well, Dr. Liz, thank you so much for sharing the 5 second rule, and hopefully we can motivate folks to just make a little bit of a change in their lives.
Yeah, just a small change leads to a big difference. That's so true. It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.